It's Wednesday, June 12th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A manhunt in Eau Claire yesterday did not turn up a shooting suspect. Enjoy a wine walk in Chautauqua tomorrow evening to support Liberty Fest fireworks. Bird flu testing is now required for milk-producing cows going to the fair. And 2023 was a record-breaking year for tourism. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A neighborhood near Carson Park in Eau Claire was briefly locked down while police searched for a shooting suspect. On Tuesday afternoon, Eau Claire police said they were looking for Jerome Jacobs, who may be armed. News reports say he was a suspect in a shooting in Madison on Sunday that left two people injured. He was spotted by police in Eau Claire, crashed his vehicle, and fled on foot near Carson Park. Residents were told to lock their doors and shelter in place. The order was lifted Tuesday evening when police said Jacobs was not located and he was no longer in the Eau Claire area. This Thursday, pop the cork on Chautauqua's first wine walk of the season. AJ Hockery serves up the story.
Thursday, June 13th marks the latest wine walk in the city of Chautauqua. For $25, attendees can purchase a stemless wine glass in addition to receiving a coupon book and punch card. From 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, those who purchase a glass can enjoy Infinity Beverage wine samples at 12 participating local businesses, including Carpe Diem, A Twist of Lemon, Off Our Rockers, and others. For every $10 spent at these businesses, shoppers will have an additional entry into a prize drawing, which will take place at 7:15 p.m. at Main Street Park by Odie Pharmacy. Two entries come with a wine glass, and all proceeds from the event will benefit Chautauqua's upcoming 50th anniversary of Liberty Fest. For more information, visit the Chautauqua South page on Facebook. I'm AJ Hockery.
Each June, Wabika venerates one of the nation's more endearing symbols with a holiday that escapes the notice of many Americans. Flag Day commemorates June 14, 1777, when Congress decreed the flag's design. Wabika, in northern suburban Milwaukee, lays claim to the first Flag Day in 1885, when a school teacher assigned his students essays on what the flag means. It became a federal observance in 1949. Wabika has celebrated on the second Sunday in June for 78 years. It's the 10th annual Rice Lake Celebrity Charity Classic Thursday morning at Turtleback. While registration has closed for the tournament, the public is welcome to spectate and meet the celebrities participating in the event. Tom Kosher with RLCCC tells us who is attending.
This year, we got some exciting celebrities coming in, Packers and former Vikings and Brewers and Twins and some media celebrities. Some of the newer names, Ronnie Pitts, who had a seven-year NFL career. We'll see a lot of, there are about eight or nine new Packers that are coming in this year. So it's going to be a really great event. We hope to set a record to raise money for kids.
The event is a major fundraiser for more than two dozen local charitable organizations that benefit youth. There will be raffles and donations will be accepted as well. Kosher said $100,000 to $30,000 was raised for youth organizations last year, and the event has raised a total of more than $1 million over the past decade. The event is free to spectate, and the public is welcome starting at 9 a.m. through the early afternoon at Turtleback Golf Course. A new requirement is aimed at checking the spread of avian influenza in dairy cattle. Bob Haig has a story.
Acting on a recommendation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is requiring influenza A testing prior to the movement of lactating dairy cattle to fairs or exhibitions. Well, this will be effective June 19th, and producers must receive a negative test for influenza A at an approved laboratory with samples collected no more than 7 days prior to movement. USDA already requires influenza A testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle, and this latest announcement will limit the risk of commingling infected animals. Avian influenza has been detected in dairy cattle in 12 states, including neighboring Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin has seen another record-breaking year of tourism. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Travel Wisconsin spokesperson Craig Trost says the state's tourism attractions, hotels, and other related businesses brought in $25 billion in 2023.
We had growth in all 72 counties last year. That is pretty remarkable. And with 113 million visitors coming into the state of Wisconsin, there's plenty for everyone to benefit.
Trost says Travel Wisconsin is working hard to get more overnight visitors in the state. He says people who spend a night in Wisconsin spend three times as much as day trippers. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.